One of the foot soldiers of the civil rights movement died early Sunday morning. Kenneth Clark is best remembered as the psychologist and professor whose research into racial discrimination helped to convince the Supreme Court that school segregation was unconstitutional. But his legacy went far beyond that. Joining us now is David Rossner, a former student and colleague of Kenneth Clark and author of the book Children, Race, and Power, Kenneth and Mamie Clark's North Side Center. And he joins us from his office at Columbia University in New York, where he's a professor of history and public health. Good of you to be with us today.
Thank you very much.
You studied with Professor Clark in the 1960s. What did he bring to the civil rights movement?
Well, first of all, you know, 1960s, when I was a student, is a very heady time for the civil rights movement, at least in 1964. And a lot of northern white students thought of the incredible opportunity, in some sense, improving American culture and society. Kenneth Clark, of course, when he was at City College, where I was a student, was in some sense the luminary who we all look to as someone who is really the incredible intellectual who was in some sense at the base of understanding what segregation and racism had done not only to black children but also to white children as well. So we all flocked to his classes because we saw in him in some sense the last best hope for American society and the hope for integration of that society. In the mid-60s.
Tell us a little bit about his research into racial discrimination and how it was received at the time.
Well, originally, he and his wife in 1939, actually his wife, her master's thesis when Mamie Clark, Mamie Phipps Clark, was a student, she did a very innovative study in which she looked at the ways children perceive themselves through looking at dolls and using dolls as objects of scorn or love. And what she found, which was very disturbing and which ultimately was expanded on by Kenneth Clark, was that children, black children particularly, tended to look down upon themselves and to be, to in some sense, have a lot of self-hate. And that was shown by how they perceived black and white dolls, which black children often saw the black doll as ugly or not attractive and the white doll as being very, very attractive and very nice. So this was kind of breakthrough social psychology of the time that ultimately ended up in the 1954 Supreme Court decision as kind of the what was called the social science brief, the brief that showed that segregation, even though it was supposedly separate but equal, was actually harmful and very unequal and very damaging.
Kenneth Clark, of course, lived long after that Supreme Court decision that he played such an important part in, Brown versus Board of Education. Looking back on it, I wonder if he thought it accomplished what he thought it might.
Well, I think that's really the shock that I had when I was a student when I took his class, because I expected him to be optimistic the same way that white students were at that time. We had all essentially accepted the idea that racism was a Southern problem, and at that point, in 1964-65, when I was taking his class, he had already written Black Dark Ghetto, and he was seeing racism as a much more insidious and much more damaging issue, and especially an issue for northern cities and northern communities as well. So he was not very sanguine at all. In fact, he was, I think, pretty depressed at that point when he had realized how entrenched racism and the fight against integration would be not only in the South but also in the North.
This was called at the time a de facto segregation in practice as opposed to de jure segregation in the South.
That's exactly right, that the resistance in the North integrating schools and integrating communities was every bit as vicious and ugly as it was in the South.
After decades of forced busing and other plans to integrate education, we now see ourselves with a public school system that is, more segregated than ever.
That's absolutely right, and I think that he saw this coming well before any of us. And that was, when I took his class, you could see he was a chain smoker. He was pretty depressed. The course we took was a course really in kind of existential pain. It was a very strange course that was made deep impressions on all of us, but it was exactly the opposite of the course we all expected, because we had all expected a course about the bright future of American integrated culture, and he was in this course talking about how basically this existential dilemma of racism and hatred of communities of themselves was so entrenched that there was very little that we would be able to do about it. And so it was a very eye-opening and very sobering course.
One of the things that he did do about it was open the Northside Children's Center. It was founded by him and his wife.
That's right. Yes, he opened a center in Harlem with his wife Mamie Phipps Clark. That's still going today, and it's still a very, very vibrant place. And it was meant to be the first really integrated child development center, child psychology and psychiatry center in really the United States at that point, where both black and white children would go. And he set it up in kind of on the border of white and black neighborhoods in the hope that black and white children would all be served by the center. And while it's still a very vibrant place, unfortunately, the resistance to integration, even at the level of mental health services, was so strong that basically white children refused to come or would not be sent there by the social service agencies. So it, too, was really kind of a product and a victim of the very racism that he was identifying through all his work.
David Rossner, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
David Rossner, a professor of history and public health at Columbia University, helping us to remember Kenneth Clark. He joined us by phone from his office there in New York City. You can read an excerpt from Kenneth Clark's influential work, Dark Ghetto, and hear previous coverage of his role in Brown versus Board at our website at npr.org. When we come back from the break, the UN takes up the question of nuclear weapons.